Thank you very much for that. And also, you, we've talked about, and you know, you may not remember right now, but so I'm in Pasco. I'm at my mom's house. We came here from, we came back from Davao. And so that's our routine now in Pasco. Judy is still in Davao because she's not permitted to come to the States yet. But I will go back to Davao in the Philippines eventually. So as my routine changes and how things change, then I will keep you updated. But just so you know, that is the current routine, and that for now, that will be the routine for at least a month, because at least a month and a half, because we're going to be here and we have this stuff here. We don't have a chamber in Davao that we use, so obviously we wouldn't do the chamber. Plus, the hours are different. I don't mean, of course, the time zone's different, but I mean, what I do throughout the day is different there too. Plus, I have people that help me, so I don't get up with mom in Davao because she gets up, and Geraldine, which you may or may not know, Geraldine is basically our housekeeper. In the Philippines, they call her a helper. So she gets up early. She starts laundry and starts cleaning the house, and she makes breakfast for when people who eat breakfast. I'm not a big breakfast person, unless I'm here. If I make my mom breakfast, then I'll have breakfast with her. But in the Philippines, I don't eat breakfast. I get up around 10, between 10 and noon, because I stay up so late. And again, that's the whole, I don't like change, meaning I don't like going to bed at night, and I don't like waking up in the morning. I basically have to crash at night, and then in the morning, I have to feel like, oh, just get up. So anyway, so yeah, just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Schedules change as I move around the world.